Everything is fine here by Irene Tushabe. Table of contents. Anticipation and arrivals at Pike Girls Boarding School, Secret Histories and Careers Day, Homecoming and the D in Geography, Tragedy in Dura, The Conflict in the Bedroom, The Panic Attack and the Ultimatum, The Slap and the Runaway Sanctuary in Kololo, Jesus Christ Superstar and the Transition to Womanhood, The New Path. The narrative of Everything is Fine Here follows the coming-of-age journey of Anya Kamara, a senior six student in Uganda, as she navigates family tragedy, the complexities of queer identity within a conservative society, and the burgeoning realization of her own voice as a writer. The story is told through Anya's perspective, moving between her strict boarding school, her village home in Bigodi, and the vibrant, often hidden queer spaces of Kampala. Anticipation and arrivals at Pike Girls Boarding School. The book opens with Anya waiting at the front steps of Pike Girls Boarding School in Fort Portal. She is anticipating the arrival of her older sister, Mbabazi, a distinguished alumna who has been invited to give the Careers Day commencement speech. Mbabazi has recently returned to Uganda after several years in Canada, where she completed a medical specialization in gynecologic reproductive endocrinology and infertility. Anya, who has not seen her sister in over 2 years, feels a deep, obsessive love for her. When Mbabazi finally arrives, she is accompanied by a woman named Achin, whom she introduces as her roommate. Anya immediately perceives a strange electricity between the two women and recognizes that they are lovers, despite their attempt to hide behind the roommate ruse. And Mbabazi has undergone physical changes, such as perming her hair, which Anya finds slightly jarring. The group stays at the house of the headmistress, Madame Kayalaganza, nicknamed the Copper, for her stern, policewoman-like demeanor. During their stay, Anya discovers that Mbabazi has brought Achin to this school setting specifically so Anya could meet her, away from the scrutiny of their parents. Despite her initial jealousy and confusion, Anya finds herself drawn to Achin's intellect and her skill as a storyteller and podcaster. At Madam's house, they discuss art, specifically the technique of chiaroscuro in the paintings belonging to the late Mr. Kayalaganza, which helps Anya see the copper in a more human light. Secret Histories and Careers Day. The narrative delves into the sister's past, revealing that Mbabazi's sexuality has long been a source of tension within the family. As a teenager, Mbabazi was subjected to the sessions, private, intrusive conversations with Reverend Erasmus intended to fix her lesbianism. Mbabazi eventually rebelled, telling their mother, Lydia, that she would not suffer for something that couldn't be changed. This led to a traumatic departure from home years prior, which Anya still remembers through nightmares. On Careers Day, Mbabazi's keynote speech is radical and departures from traditional platitudes. She speaks about the sexual advances she faced from male medical clinic managers during job interviews and calls for women to resist systems of oppression that demand their silence. Her speech captivates the students but creates an awkward atmosphere with Madame Kayalaganza, who advocates for abstinence and orthodox Christian values. Achin also contributes to the day by leading a seminar on journalism and storytelling. She reveals her own history of clinical depression and suicidality, explaining how stories saved her after she was abandoned by her mother at a church orphanage as a toddler. She shares with Anya the physical and functional changes in her brain caused by this early trauma, evidenced by a menacing scar on her arm from a past suicide attempt. Anya also meets Ilya, Madame Kayalaganza's handsome and talented son, who was a university student and actor. Ilya and Anya share a dance to the song, Adia, which ignites a strong attraction in Anya. As Mbabazi and Achin prepare to leave, Mbabazi swears Anya to secrecy, warning that their lives depend on their parents never knowing the truth about her relationship. Homecoming and the D in Geography, Anya returns home to Bigodi for the school break, picked up by her father, Papa. Papa is a tour driver and a man of science and ideas, often listening to the BBC and discussing the teenage brain with Anya. He is late, as usual, but their relationship is defined by intellectual rigor and mutual affection. At home, tension arises when Anya reveals her mock exam results. She received an A in literature and a B in history, but a D in geography. Her mother, Lydia, Mama, is a devout Pentecostal who runs Lydia's convenience and constantly compares Anya to Mbabazi, who was a straight-A student. Mama decrees that Anya must spend the entire break studying and forbids her from continuing her unpaid apprenticeship as a birding guide at the Bigoudi Wetland Sanctuary. Anya struggles with this isolation, finding solace in fiction, and Sola walks to the swamp to test the binoculars Mbabazi left for her as a homecoming gift. She spends time with her friend Kemi, a hairdresser and single mother who is dating Jackfruit Dan, a game ranger. Through these interactions, Anya contemplates romance and the trick nature plays on us regarding sex and procreation. Tragedy in Dura. The narrative takes a dark turn during Anya's final UACE A-level briefing at school. Her uncle NSUD arrives with devastating news. Papa has been killed in a car accident. A lorry attempting to overtake another vehicle collided with Papa's Land Cruiser near Dura. Papa died on the spot. Anya returns to a home transformed by mourning rituals, featuring a rotisserie lamb and a coffin wrapped in white cloth. She is haunted by the finality of the closed casket. Because Mbabazi is in South Africa for the Sanlam Marathon and cannot be reached, Anya calls Achim. Together, they decide not to tell Mbabazi about the death until after her race, wanting her to have the chance to achieve her personal best. Anya invites Achim to attend the burial, instructing her to lie and say she is Anya's friend from the debating circuit. The conflict in the bedroom. Achim arrives at the funeral and is initially welcomed by Mama, who appreciates her help fetching water and benches. However, the situation implodes when Achim, feeling intoxicated by Mama's kindness, accidentally reveals that she knows Mbabazi. In a private confrontation in Mama's bedroom, Achim tries to explain that she didn't seduce Mbabazi, but Mama's grief turns into religious fury. Mama falls to her knees, begging Achim to leave her family alone, and then collapses into a primal state of agony. Achim flees the compound in her car, and Anya runs after her, eventually hitching a lift back toward the school rather than staying with her mother. This departure leaves a profound rift, as Anya leaves without a note, effectively abandoning her mother on the day of her father's burial. The panic attack and the ultimatum. Back at school, Anya tries to focus on her final exams, but the weight of her grief and the guilt of not telling Mbabazi about Papa's death becomes unbearable. When Mbabazi finally lands in Uganda and learns the truth from condensers at the airport, she is furious. She calls Anya a fucking little liar and hangs up. The resulting stress causes Anya to have a severe panic attack during an exam, requiring her to be taken to the sick bay. During a late-night call to Mama, Anya learns the gravity of the family fracture. Mama has given Mbabazi an ultimatum: choose her, Sin, Achim, or her family. Mama believes this shunning is an act of love to bring her back to God. Mbabazi, however, chooses to stand by Achim, leading to a mutual disownment between mother and daughter. The slap and the runaway. After finishing her exams, Anya returns to Bigoudi, only to find the village buzzing with malicious gossip. Neighbors like Zakayo claim that Achim is Papa's outside child who came to the funeral to demand her inheritance. To Anya's horror, she realizes Mama is letting people believe this lie to avoid the scandal of Mbabazi's lesbianism. When Anya confronts Mama about the rumors and the cruelty of banishing Mbabazi, Mama slaps Anya hard across the face. This moment of violence marks the end of Anya's tolerance for her mother's bigotry. Feeling that the house no longer belongs to her, Anya packs her bags and runs away in the middle of the night. Her initial plan is to find her uncle Ambrose in Kibali, hoping to talk to someone who knew her father. She hitches a ride to Kamwang with Jackfruit Dan and Paolo, a game ranger with bushy eyebrows. In Kamwang, Anya experiences her first kiss with Paolo. However, after a phone call with Mbabazi, she changes her plans. Mbabazi reveals a dark family secret: Uncle Ambrose was banished because he assaulted Mama years ago. Shocked by the realization that her parents were protecting her from this history, Anya decides to head to Kampala to be with her sister. Sanctuary in Kalolo. Anya travels by bus to Kampala, where she is met by Achim. They go to the home in Kalolo where Mbabazi and Achim live a luxurious bungalow that feels like an enchanted resort. In this space, Anya finds a different model of family and love. She reconciles with Mbabazi, and they grieve their father together. Life in Kampala is a shock to the senses for Anya. She goes shopping with Mbabazi at Acacia Mall, where she experiences the extortion of expensive ice cream and buys a blue dress that makes her feel sophisticated and adult. She also spends time in Aachen's extensive library, discovering the works of writers like Ayn Rand and Benjamin Olam, Jesus Christ Superstar and the Transition to Womanhood. Anya attends a performance of the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, in which Elia plays the role of Jesus. The performance is protested by religious groups who view it as the work of Satan, but Anya finds it deeply moving. She is struck by the image of Mary comforting Jesus, which triggers memories of her own father's protection during a childhood incident where she accidentally burned down their kitchen. After the show, Anya and Elia go back to his university hall, Nkrumah Hall. They have sex, an experience Anya finds physically painful and somewhat disappointing, as it doesn't match the romanticized version she had imagined. However, the act itself and Elia's subsequent tenderness makes her feel she has finally crossed the threshold from girlhood to womanhood. The transition is further complicated by the political unrest at Makerere University, where students are striking over tuition hikes and facing brutalization from soldiers. Elia, who is involved in the drama of the strike, provides Anya with a glimpse into the broader societal struggles of young Ugandans. The New Path. The book concludes with a visit from Uncle NSUD, who drives a sanctuary truck filled with produce from Bigodi. He reveals that he is wearing Papa's shoes and has come as a messenger of peace from their grandmother, Kaka Nirasafari. NSUD explains that while Mama is still hearing her own thoughts reflected back, rather than the voice of God, she did not oppose his visit. Uncle NSUD shares a Rukiga proverb, Ahu Amaguru Gaza Hakwaka Umanda. Where many people walk, a new path will be cleared. This message of gradual change and resilience transforms the atmosphere in the Kalolo house. Anya realizes that she will return home with Uncle NSUD. However, she is no longer the child her mother slapped. She has found her purpose. She will write their story. She envisions herself in Papa's gazebo, surrounded by notebooks, using her creativity to make sense of her family's mess and to give voice to those whose identities fall off the grid of a translational vocabulary. The book ends on a note of defiant hope, as Mbabazi tells NSUD to tell their mother that, despite everything, everything is fine here. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.